try to get up.
Sunny 101.5, 532. It's time for the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Welcome to Monday.
Woohoo. Did you have a good weekend?
You know, if I have to think about it, I guess it was okay. Nothing really sticks out. Just took it easy, I guess. That was it.
Awesome.
We tried to golf Friday. It was too windy and cold. So that kind of put a damper on it. But this week is going to be pretty decent, I think. Today's.
Awesome. You know what we did yesterday?
What?
We started all of the, we took out 3 bushes or 4 bushes.
Uh-huh.
Put in new little bushes that, I don't know, we just kind of got in this thing where we wanted all new landscaping because we couldn't stand the old stuff.
Yeah.
So we were digging out bushes and mulching and all of that stuff. And it's my back hurts this morning.
Oh. Boy, you know how to party, I tell you. Mostly sunny today, and the high's going to be 66.
Well, that's bad. Nice. Yep. Yeah.
Right now, though, it's 37. And this is the Jack and Tracy Show, Sunny 101.5.
Thanks, Michiana, for making Sunny 101.5 the Nielsen-rated number one at work radio station.
The most music for your work day.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:14. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, I got this email, I think it was Thursday, and man, it made my day. We had some other Tell Me Something Goods first, but I said to her, Alyssa, oh my gosh, thank you so much. So she said, my name is Alyssa Ross, and I have a very sweet, fun Tell Me Something Good to share. I work at a local nursing home as a housekeeper. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love and adore my job and the residents. Best job I could ever come across.
Wow.
We have a resident who is 102 years old, and she is the cutest little lady ever. She can hardly see and hear. However, that doesn't stop her peppy personality and attitude. Well, one day my coworker, who's also a housekeeper, asked her if she wanted to help her with the trash. She did and loves it. She now calls it her job, and every day while my coworker's on the work schedule, the elderly lady does her job and goes around to the nurse stations and management offices and collects small trash bags, then takes them outside where my coworker throws them in the dumpster.
Wow, how about that?
I know. When my coworker isn't there, we tell the elderly lady those are her days off. Well, she loves it so much. She makes these cute noises going around the hallways while being pushed in her wheelchair, singing songs with my coworker, and telling everybody she loves her job. It's truly something heartwarming and cute, and it just brings me happy tears to see it. And trust me, the elderly lady definitely is not late for her job. Well, Alyssa says, thank you for letting me share this. I listen every day and I hear many Tell Me Something Good stories, and I thought this one would be a good one to tell as well. So how perfect is that?
It's perfect. I mean,
yeah, it's like, you know what, Alyssa, no matter who you are or what you do, that story makes you grateful, doesn't it? I mean, just to get to do what you do on this awesome Monday.
I can't imagine being that happy taking out trash. But
see that? We could all learn a lesson. And you know what, too? Just a great reminder. You guys, you can always email me at Tracy, it's T-R-A-C-I, at sunny1015.com with a Tell Me Something Good story. We love them.
Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:54, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, yesterday, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its 2024 inductees, and the list featured an amazing cross-section of music and artists. Right. A big congratulations shout-out to artists like Foreigner, one of many who was inducted. I love Foreigner.
Yeah, they had their day.
Yeah, Mick Jones said he was thrilled they were going to be inducted, especially since they've been eligible for so long. Uh-huh. In fact, he says it might mean more to him now than perhaps 20 years ago. So cool. He said, I've had a great career, and this is kind of like the whipped cream and cherry on top. That's so cool. Well, some other bands on there, Peter Frampton. Said he was left speechless.
Really?
So cool. Just so shocked.
He said, thank you, yeah.
Also, Kool and the Gang, Mary J. Blige, Cher, the Dave Matthews Band.
Well, I thought Cher was in there.
You know what? I thought so, too. I said the exact same thing. I didn't have time to dig into that more, but I thought she would have been on there a long time ago.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne and more.
That's a pretty good list there.
Very, very nice list.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is off to a blockbuster start in the U.S., breaking her own record. Yeah.
Whose other record is she going to break? Of course she's going to break her own.
Yeah, according to Billboard, the Tortured Poets Department sold an earth-shattering 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales in the United States on day one. Isn't that amazing?
Day one.
Now, Taylor Swift previously held the record for her album 1989, Taylor's Version. It tallied more than 1.6 million units in the first week last year. So, man, the conversation continues. Is she going to be bigger than the Beatles?
Boy, she's working on it.
She's looking like it, no doubt. Oh, meanwhile, actor Kevin Bacon returned to Payson High School in Utah. That's where Footloose was filmed.
Oh,
and he was there for a community charity event.
Right.
Yeah, coinciding with the film's 40th anniversary. That is so cool.
I thought I saw that on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, there's a strong nostalgia connection to Footloose. Mm-hmm. The actor talked about the film's just enduring messages of self-expression and unity. And although Bacon didn't actually attend the school's prom, he commended the students and community for their effort in organizing his visit and their commitment to charity in their community.
You know, I saw an interview with him saying if he ever goes to a wedding, he immediately goes to the DJ and says, don't play that.
Please don't.
Because I don't want to make it about me. I'm here to, have a good time.
Celebrate the couple.
The couple, so don't. But they probably end up doing it anyway.
You know what's so interesting is I follow he and his wife, Kira Sedgwick, Sedgwick on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And, they are amazing dancers. I mean, make no mistake about it. Footloose wasn't just a fluke, or he just didn't practice just that one dance to death. I mean, those two do these dances on TikTok and Instagram in unison, and they're good.
How about
that? Kind of fun to watch. Well, okay, I was surprised by this next story, you guys. Mandissa, who was an American Idol alum and Grammy Award winner, has died. She was just 47.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, now, according to reports, she was found dead in her home on Thursday. No other details were given, but you might remember her. Her strong voice won over audiences on the fifth season of American Idol. She didn't win the competition, but she went on to have a career singing contemporary Christian music. And one of the Idol's producers said she was just an adored icon, an American Idol, and in the music industry, a platinum-selling artist. She had won several Grammys for her music, and her passing has just left everyone on the show heartbroken.
Way too young.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's awful.
Wow.
All righty. Today is National Baseball Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
And all right, let's do some birthdays.
National Baseball Day. Well,
you know what? How about Peter Frampton celebrating a birthday too?
73.
74.
Uh-huh.
Jack Nicholson.
Wow. Boy, we haven't seen... I think he's starting to show up again at the Laker games, I think. I think I saw that somewhere, that he's... He was. You didn't even see him at all for a while, but I think he's starting to show up a little bit. He's like 88.
Oh, so close. 87.
87.
Okay. All right. You've only been off by one.
Not bad for a Monday.
These two, exactly. Look at you. You're on fire. You're going to know this one, okay?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, come on. Don't. To go out on a winner here. Is he 60s? He's got to be 62.
58.
He's only 58. Well, I was...
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad, no. I don't watch Walking Dead anymore, but...
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:42.
All right, my life hack. You want to make a hammer more functional?
Well, sure. I like to make a hammer more functional.
Exactly, as if it's not functional enough.
Mm-hmm.
You put a magnet. Use a glue gun and put a magnet on the end of it, on the bottom of the handle.
Yep.
And then when you're, you know, going up a ladder, you can put your nails right on that magnet.
Hey.
So you're not getting up and down. You're not, you know, they're right there with you. Isn't that a good one?
Isn't that making
so simple?
You talking about making a hammer more manageable and doing more work for you. How about that? Well, mine has to do with bananas. And, you know, you've been peeling your banana all wrong. I've been telling you that.
I have been.
I've been telling you that for a long time. Well, now it's here. It's proof. Peel your banana from the bottom, not from the stem end.
Huh.
This eliminates the stringy bits you get by doing it the other way.
That's good.
You eliminate that. Chimps.
Because those are kind of annoying, aren't they?
Right, they are annoying. So if you peel your banana from the bottom, you won't get that. Chimps, monkeys, and apes have been doing it all these years. You know, they're just watching us peel the bananas and laughing
right,
at us.
Like... doing it all wrong.
Yeah, look at those humans. They don't know what they're doing. So there you go. That's today's life hacks.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks make just a little bit easier.